Today's Shizmasechta Pesachim Daf Tzadik Vav. We will begin on Daf Tzadik Hei Amud Beis, all the way at the bottom line. Begins the Gemara by Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef asked a similar question to the question that we discussed at the end of the previous year. Dachku Tamei Mesim, if the people who are Tamei Mesim Ochlu Emure Pesach Abba B'tumma, and they ate the parts of the Korban Pesach, which the Korban Pesach was brought that year, B'tumma, because most of Klai Yisrael were Tamei. Mahu, will they be Chayif Koris as an individual who normally eats Kachim B'tumma, or not? And the Gemara explains what is the question. Do we say, Mid Ishtri Tumas Basar, this year Tumas Basar was Mutter, because as we keep on repeating, the Halach is that Tumah Hutra B'tzibur, if most of Klai Yisrael is Tamei, we bring the Korban Pesach B'tumma, we're allowed to eat it that way. So therefore, we could be lenient regarding the Emrim as well. Ishtri Nami Tumas Emrim. Oidoma, my Ishtri Ishtri, what did the Torah say we're allowed to eat B'tumma? Well, we're allowed to eat B'tumma is the meat of the Korban Pesach. However, there was no Isser, my Dloy Ishtri, Loy Ishtri. The Torah never said that we're allowed to eat the Emrim. The Emrim belong on the Mizbeach. And in fact, Rashi points out that the entire discussion of our Gemara only is regarding the Isser to eat a carbon when one is Tamei. Is that Isser waived only on the meat, or is that Isser waived on the Abram as well? But there's an Isser for Zor to eat Kachim, for Yisrael to eat Kachim, as the Torah Kedosha says, V'chol Zor lo yoichel Kodesh. That law will certainly apply. And not only will that lav apply to Yisraelim, that lav will actually apply to Kohanim as well. Because any meat of a carbon, which a Kohen has no right to eat from, as far as that meat is concerned, he is a Zor. And he'll certainly be Ivis Kozar Lo Yechel Kodesh as well. The question here is regarding Hilchas Tuma. Amar Rava, so Rava responds, Michti, let's analyze. Tumas Erim Mehechis Rabbi, from where do we know that if somebody eats the Emrim when he's Tamei, he's Chayiv Karis? We learn it from the din of the Tumas Basar. The Ksiv, the Pasuk says, V'nefesh Shetachal Basar M'Sevach HaShlomim, Asher LaHashem, V'tumasa Elov, V'nichrasi HaNefesh Him HaMea, Asher LaHashem, and the words Asher LaHashem seem to be superfluous. We use it, L'Rabbasis Emurim, that not only on the meat of the carbon is the Chayiv Karis, to eat when you tamei, but even on the Emrim. So says the Gemara, when does that Isser apply? Kalecha the Isser Tumas Basar, when there's an Isser to eat the Basar, that's when there's an Isser Tumas Emrim, there's an Isser to eat the Emrim. However, the Kalecha the Isser Tumas Basar, but in a situation where there is no Tumas Basar, in the case where the Korban Pesach was brought the Tumah, Isser Tumas Emrim, there is no Isser Tumas Emrim. So the Tzlach points out that what will be the halacha about Zovim who entered the Heichel in a year where the Korban Pesach is brought B'tumma? Will they be Chayiv, will be Chayiv Karos or not? And the Tzlach says that the entire Heter is because they're allowed to enter the Azara. Here we're talking about a situation where there is no Heter for the Zovim. If there's no Heter for the Zovim, then of course that Allah, they would be chayiv. By Rabbi Yosef, Emri Pesach Mitzrayim. But now I ask another question. Where did they bring the Emrim of the Korban Pesach? As we said at the beginning of our shir, whenever you bring a carbon, you bring along with the carbon, Emrim. And those Emrim are the parts of the carbon that are burnt on the Mizbeach. And the Gemara wants to know, those Emrim, so normally they're brought on a Mizbeach. And as I saw, in fact, Rabbi Yosef Engels Atzal in the Sefer Glioni HaShas points out, yes, technically, they could be brought in this man of the Bombus, which was when Kleiser was in Mitzrayim, was that time, there's still obligation to bring the carbon on a Mizbeach and not on the floor. Where was the Mizbeach in the Beis HaMikdash? So again, ask the Gemara by Rav Zera, Emri Pesach Mitzrayim Hechek Terinu, where exactly did they, were they makted those Emrim?
Amalei Abaye, so Abaye responded, Oman Leimalon, the Lashviski of it. Who says that they didn't just take the entire carbon and burn it and roast it whole and eat the Amrim as well? Havoy, furthermore, he says, In Mitzrayim, there were three Mizbechas. The Torah says that the dam of the Koran Pesach should be put on the side post and on the top, on the lintel of the entrance to the door. There was no other Mizbeach. So it must be, says the Gemara, that the entire carbon, unlike normally, where the Amrim are removed from the carbon and burnt on the Mizbeach, the carbon Pesach in Mitzrayim was roasted whole. I did see that the Rishash quotes a Targum Yonason. The Targum Yonason says that in Mitzrayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu transported all of Klal Yisrael on Ananim, on clouds, to the place where the Beis HaMikdash was ultimately going to stand, to be makriv on that place, a carbon Pesach, and then he returned unto Mitzrayim. So according to that Medrash, says the Rishash, this entire discussion is not necessary because they actually brought it in the Makom HaMikdash. Says the Mishnah, Mabein Pesach Mitzrayim v'Pesach Doiris. What's the difference between Karm Pesach that was brought with Klai Yisrael and Mitzrayim versus the Karm Pesach that's brought in future generations? Says the Gemara, Pesach Mitzrayim, the Karm Pesach that was brought in Mitzrayim, the halacha was Mekam Be'eser. They purchased it on the 10th of Nisan. V'ton hazor b'agudas esiv. They took a bundle of grass and they put it into its blood and they spritzed it, as we just learned, ala mashkev al shtei mezuzos of all the homes, all of the Jewish homes in Mitzrayim. V'necham michipazen, and the Karm Pesach is eaten. One was eaten quickly, belayla echad, all in one night. Pesach doiris, no kol shiva, applies all 7 days. And of course, the Mitzvah Shem in the Gemara, we're going to begin to discuss each one of these halachas. So the Gemara says that the Karm Pesach was mechoy in Mitzrayim, who was mechoy be'esor from the 10th. So, to buy it. So the question, if there's a requirement that you have to be magdashit bepeh, or is it enough that you just take it and you start watching it and examining it, that it doesn't have any blemishes? Machloikis achroinim, what is the halacha? Furthermore, it seems from many rishonim that this din was only lechatchila. Lechatchila was mechem be'asar. But if some didn't buy it mechem be'asar, the halacha would be that it would still be Kaddosh, it would be fine anyway. Another question is, what is the halacha? Could you buy it before Asr, or is the Asr the latest because you need 4 days? So the Meiri says that, very interesting Meiri, the Meiri says not only was the halacha mechem be Asr, but the halacha was that you cannot purchase it before Asr. So the Mishnah ended with the words "v'nechal b'chipazon." Rashi says "b'mehiris." That means that you have to eat the Karm Pesach quickly, not just eat it slowly. So the Gemara here said, the Mishnah said that the Karm Pesach was bought b'osel chodesh, that you have to buy it, that you have to buy the Karm Pesach from before. The pasuk says "v'ivarach al kim." It's Yom Hashvi. So I saw that the Sefer Medrash Moshe explains that in all generations, the Shabbos before the weekday brings the bracha for the entire week. So that's why everything that we do, all of our activities, our business activities, our purchases, our sales, all have the bracha of the Shabbos before. But in Pesach, but in Mitzrayim, Klal Yisrael did not have that Kedusha. So in order for the Karm Pesach that we were going to eat during the week to be infused with the Kedusha, that normally what we have is infused with the Kedusha Shabbos. They didn't have that, and that's why they had to be magdishit mecha mebeyasa. So here it says, v'chepatim oysa b'chipazon, oysa necha b'chipazon. So I saw that the Chassam Sofer explains that it's only the current Pesach should be eaten b'mehiris. Why? He says, because our focus on the night of Pesach is to spend much time discussing the nisim and the flaws that a Kadosh Baruch Hu did for us that night. So that by the time it comes to eat the Karban Pesach, since so much time has elapsed, we're now running out of time, and that's why we should eat it b'chipazon. Another question, the Imri Emes says that why did it have to eat b'chipazon? Because the Gemara Masechet Shabbos, Daf Kuf Nun Gimel, Amar Aleph explains, the Pasuk says, B'chol eis yeh b'godecha levonim. Amar Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Moshe Melech Shezimnes Avodav L'suda. You have a king that notified his servants, I'm going to be inviting you to a meal. And the Gemara continues there, Pikesh Behen, the smart ones amongst them, Kishenes Atzman, prepared himself. Samach HaMelech L'kras Pichim. And the king was very happy that these people were constantly prepared. Here too, Klal Yisrael knew that they're going to be appointed to be the Am HaNivchor, the Am HaNivchor HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and because of that, they had to be prepared at every morning. They had to be prepared at any moment that they're going to be picked for that job. The Pesach is Necho B'Chipazim. The Pasuk says, so I saw that the Sefer Toldos Chanoich explains that typically when somebody is on a trip and then as he's on the trip he stops along the way because he needs to rest. So he doesn't take off his clothing because it's a very temporary stop because he wants to travel, he wants to get back on the road as quickly as possible. Here too, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told them to eat it b'chipazon was not to show them that this is just a temporary stop that I'm taking you out of Mitzrayim right now, because as the Medrash says, Klal Yisrael was already by Memtesh Shari Tumah, but the ultimate stop is not, this is not where you're supposed to stop. You're supposed to stop by Har Sinai to receive the Torah. You're supposed to stop at Yisrael to get Eretz Yisrael. So I sort of, Tzadik explains that a person, as he begins doing something, as he begins any project, certainly a project which involves Avodas Hashem, should show that he's eager and he's excited to do this project. How is that shown? Klai saw this was the first time that they had an opportunity to do Avodas Hashem, to jump to do what HaKadosh Baruch Hu asked of them. And this is why they right away put on, that's why they ate a b'chipazon, to show that incredible excitement. So I saw every minig in this mesechta, a subject that has been discussed many times, is minhagim. I saw a very interesting minig that in certain communities, they used to set the table for the Seder days in advance. And the question is, why do they need to set the table for the Seder so many days in advance? So I saw that it's based on our Gemara. It's a zecher to the Pesach in Mitzrayim that our Gemara says, and we'll discuss this more in a moment, that they prepared the current Pesach days in advance before Pesach. So to as a reminder, as a commemoration of that preparation, there were communities that would set the table days in advance of the current Pesach. Says the Gemara. So our Mishnah said that one of the differences between Pesach Mitzrayim as Pesach Doiris is Pesach Mitzrayim was Mecha Mebe'asar and Pesach Doiris isn't required to prepare Mecha Mebe'asar. Ask the Gemara Manolah, from where we know that halacha, says the word Ksiv, the Pasuk says, Dabra Kol Das Yisrael Leimer, Be'esel Chodesh V'ichu, that on the 10th day of the month, they should prepare the Karban Pesach. Zeb, but we learn from this Pasuk, this Karban Pesach,
Mechem v'Asur has to be purchased from 10 days in Nisan. Vein Pesach Doris Mechem v'Asur, but that halacha doesn't apply to future generations. Ask the Gemara, Elamiato, if we're saying that when the Torah says the word Hazeh, it's coming to exclude future Korban Pesach, the Pasuk says, regarding Pesach Mitzrayim, V'shoyu lechem l'mishmeres ad arba osa yoyim l'chodesh hazeh, V'shachtu osa kol adas Yisrael ben habayim. From here we see that the Korban Pesach requires examination for 4 days before the Shechita to make sure it has no mum. Hachinami, are we going to say here too that we learn from the word Hazeh that Zed Tom Pekuk Abba Yom Kodem Shechita, that this Korban Pesach requires this type of examination, Vein Achat Tom Bikur, but in all other Korban Pesachs don't require that examination? Ask them about Tanya, isn't there a brisa which the Gemara is going to show us that this brisa teaches us that future generation Korban Pesach also require Bikur? Because the brisa says, Ben Bag Vegoimer, interesting to point out that the word bag is Begematria 5, hey. And it's as if he's called Ben Hey Hey. Why was he called Ben Bag Bag? Because he was a ger, and all gerim are connected to Avram Avinu and Sarah Menu. And both by Avram and Sarah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu added the letter Hey to the names, Avram to Avram, Sarai to Sarah. And that's why he was named, he was called Ben Bag, Ben Bagbag. Another pshat along the same way is that Ben Bagbag means Ben Ger, Ben Geyrus, that his parents were Gerim, and that's why he was called Ben Bagbag, the son of a Ger and the son of a Geyrus. So back to the Gemara. The Gemara says, Ben Bagbag Oimer Menayin L'Tomid, every carbon Tomid that we bring twice every day, Shatoim Boka Abom Yom Kodem Shechita, it requires examination 4 days before we actually shecht it. Shenemar, the pasuk says regarding the carbon Tomid, Tishmeru Lahakriv Liba Mayadoi, Ulahalon Oimer regarding the carbon Pesach, V'hoi Lachem L'mishmeres Abba Asa, Ma Lahalon, just like the carbon Pesach required Bikur for 4 days, Tom Biker Abba Yom Kodem Shechita, Afkan, so too the Korban Tomid, Tom Biker Abba Yom Kodem Shechita. So we see that every Korban Pesach requires Biker. So why are we saying that only Pesach Mitzrayim require Biker? Answers the Gemara, Shani Hossam. Regarding the Korban Tomid, even though the Torah says Hazeh, the din of Biker of a Korban Tomid applies for all generations. The Ksiv, Tishmeru. The Torah uses the words Tishmeru regarding the Korban Tomid. That comes to teach us that we have to examine the Korban Tomid before we actually makrev it. Ask the Gemara, on Pesach Doris, the halacha should also require Biker. Haksiv, because the Torah says, Vavarata as avoida azois b'chodesh azeh. And we learn from here, Sheikol avoidus chodesh azeh, that everything we do in future generations in the bringing of the Korban Pesach should be brought the same way the original Korban Pesach was brought. Elahu Hazeh, the din of Hazeh that the Torah uses regarding the halacha, that the Korban Pesach in Mitzrayim required Biker, Lemayet Pesach Shenit Kavasei, that the halacha is that the din of Biker does not apply by Pesach Shenit. So Al Gemara says that the Korban Pesach requires Biker for 4 days. The question is, when do they have to do Biker? The Tzvas Yisrael says that they used to do Biker every single day of those 4 days to examine the animal to make sure it didn't become a Bamum. The Rambam seems to learn that it's enough to do Biker once when you purchase it, and once more during the 4 days. The Chazanist says that extra time that you do the Biker should be right before you shecht the Korban Pesach. What's the halacha if you didn't do the Biker? Is it just a din l'chatchila? Or even b'dieved, if Biker wasn't done, the Korban would be posel. Tosfos in Masechta Sukkah is of the opinion that if Biker wasn't done, the Korban is possible even with the Evid. You have to bring a different animal for the Korban. But the Turi Evin and others
the Kabbalist Tamarim and the Rambam all say that it's not Ma'akev B'Diavad. When do we start counting? How long are these 4 days? So some Rishonim of the opinion that you have to have four 24-hour periods. And not only do some Rishonim say that you have to have full four 24-hour periods, the day of the Shechita is not included in the days of Bikur. There are other Rishonim that are much more lenient. A, they hold that the day of the Shechita is included in the 4 days. And not only do they hold that the day of the Shechita is included in the 4 days, the first day, even if you didn't have a full 24-hour period in that first day, it'd still be considered one of the 4 days of Bikur. Elamata, says the Gemara, if we're going to say when the Torah used the word Hazeh, it comes to exclude future generations, the Ksiv, the Pasuk says, regarding the Pesach Mitzrayim, V'ochu es ha-bosor b'layla hazeh, ask the Gemara Hochinami, are we going to explain the Zeb Necha Belayla, that this Karm Pesach, the Karm Pesach that they ate in Mitzrayim, was eaten the night of Pesach, Vein Echa Necha Belayla, future generations don't, the Karm Pesach is not eaten necessarily by night, it could be eaten already Erev Pesach perhaps, Amakra, the Pasuk says, Vavaritas Avoida is B'chodesh Hazeh, that they're all the same. And just like in Pesach, the Karm Pesach was eaten the night of Pesach, so too is the Halacha in all future generations. Ask the Gemara, El Hazeh Elamali, so why does the Pasuk use the word Hazeh regarding this Halacha? Answers the Gemara, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah and Rabbi Akiva, what Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah and Rabbi Akiva learned from this Pasuk, that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah comes to teach us that the Karm Pesach may only be eaten till Chatzos, and Rabbi Akiva holds that the Karm Pesach could only be eaten, according to Rabbi Akiva, we may eat the Karm Pesach past Chatzos, but according to Rabbi Akiva, it's only coming to teach us that we can eat it that first night of Pesach, but we can't eat it any other time during the Yontif. Elameata asked the Gemara, whenever the Torah uses this type of wording, the Ksiv, the Pasuk says regarding Pesach Mitzrayim, V'chol Oral LaYoychaba, that a person's Oral may not eat from the Karm Pesach. And whenever we speak about a Kol Oral, there's a big machloikus Rishonim, who is included in the Oral. Rashi says, it means Meisu Echav Machas Mila, that even if you have a person who didn't have a Bris Mila, because there's a family history, two of his brothers had a Bris Mila, and they passed away because of the Bris Mila. So he's an onus. So we don't make a Bris Mila on this individual. But he's an onus. It's because of the family history. Still, Rashi says that this individual can't eat from the Karm Pesach. Rabbeinu Tam disagrees. Rabbeinu Tam says, if we have, unfortunately, an individual who can't eat from the Karm Pesach, who can't have a Bris Mila because of a medical condition, he's not considered an oral. He's considered an onus. The Rabbeinu Tam explains that an oral is an individual who is scared or whatever reason doesn't make a bris mila. He's considered an oral. So the pasuk says regarding the Karm Pesach, v'chol oral lo yoichaba. Hachinami, are we going to say boy ein oichol, that only in the Pesach Mitzrayim was the halacha that an oral may not eat from it. Aval oichol Pesach doris, in future generations, someone who's an oral may eat from the Karm Pesach. Answers the Gemara, the same lima that we've mentioned previously in this shir, Omakrab avaditas avaditas azois b'chodesh azeh, to teach us that everything that applied by Pesach Mitzrayim applies in future generations as well. Ask the Gemara, if so, what do we learn from the word boy, that the Torah says by oral, ela boy lomeli, the teacher's boy ain't oichel, and a current Pesach, an oral may not eat, aval oichel b'matzah moro. He's allowed to eat the matzah moro that is eaten on the night of Pesach. And of course, the way to learn the Gemara is not only that he is allowed to eat the matzah moro, he's required to eat the matzah moro. That's a separate mitzvah. Even though he's been excluded from the Karm Pesach, it has no bearing on the matzah moro. Although, I did see that the Miri does also ask, why does the Gemara have to mention moro? Doesn't moro travel together with doesn't the maror travel together with the matzah? And if you can't eat matzah, why don't you eat maror? And therefore, he actually says that the word maror should be omitted from the Gemara. He says the reason the Gemara mentioned the word maror is because matzah and maror are usually mentioned together. But here he would not be mechuyev to eat maror. But there are rishonim that disagree, and they're of the opinion that maror, that even if somebody can't eat the matzah, like we're discussing the individual who's the oral that can't eat the Karban Pesach, there's a separate mitzvah still to eat maror. Ask the Gemara, El Me'ata, again, going back to the word hazeh, the pasuk says, regarding the Pesach Mitzrayim, that kol ben necher lo yoich leba. So are we going to learn, hochinami, that boy, by Pesach Mitzrayim, somebody who's a apikoris, ena oichel, may not participate in the Karban Pesach. Avol oichel Pesach doiris, future Karban Pesach si meyet, answers the Gemara, amakrov avadato. To learn from here, that no, but rather to avoid some chodesh hazeh, that a halacha is that anybody who is a ben necher in all future generations may not eat from the Karban Pesach. So Rashi explains that who is a ben necher? Mishnas nachru masov lovev shav shemayim. That means somebody who rebelled against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, against our Torah. There's an interesting machlokes rishonim, but what makes a person into a mumer? Does he have to be a mumer l'chol haTorah kulo, that he rebels against the entire Torah, or even if he just rebels against certain aspects of the Torah, he's already considered a ben necher? It seems from Rashi, the Mishnah Sachar Masav Lovashav Shemayim, Rashi is going to say that he's an individual who isn't doing what he's supposed to do. Doesn't mean that he's against all of the Torah. But the Rambam clearly indicates that a ben necher is only somebody who's a mumer l'chol haTorah kulo. Asked the Gemara, or points out the Gemara, Vitzrich lemechtav oral, the Torah had to specify separately that an oral may not participate in the Karban Pesach, Vitzrich lemechtav ben necher, and then the Torah had to write separately that that is the halachon ben necher. Why? Dikas rachmana oral, had the Torah only said this regarding an oral, Meshim de mos, somebody who's an oral is mos, because he's an oral is a mias. Ava ben necher, Loimos, there's nothing physically repulsive about that individual. Ema, so maybe we should say that Loi, he's not disqualified from eating the Karban Pesach. V'yashmina ben tzricha, that's why the Torah had to say that ben necher may not eat from the Karban Pesach. V'yashmina ben necher, should they libel shemayim? As we just said, what is the definition of ben necher? Mishin esnakru, masov, lover shem b'shemayim. Avel oral, the libel shemayim. An oral that is a religious person, Ema, the halacha is that he should be allowed to eat from the Karban Pesach. Tzricha, that both an oral and a ben necher are not allowed to eat from the Karban Pesach. So I saw that, of course, we know that the minig in many homes is that on the night of Pesach, we put a koshel al yohu, we put a big cup of wine on the Seder table, and it's called the koshel al yohu. And there are many reasons given for this minig. One of the reasons given for the minig is because we believe that the Yeshua, just like Klal Yisrael had a Gula and a Yeshua on the night of Pesach when we were in Mitzrayim, as we're learning in our Gemara, so too we are showing that we believe that Eliyahu HaNavi will be appearing imminently on the night of Pesach, and be mevasos the basura toiva of the gula shleima. But I saw another pshat that I saw is that they actually would put the koshel yohu, fill it up at the beginning of the seder, and have this cup of wine, this large cup of wine, in the middle of the table at the beginning of the seder, because we begin the seder with the announcement, kol dichvin yesev yechel, whoever needs to eat, whoever is hungry, whoever needs a seder, should please come and participate in our seder. So we put the cup of wine, a big cup of wine in the middle of the table, so to speak, to show that there's Baruch Hashem plenty of wine, there's plenty of food, no one should feel embarrassed not to join in our seder. But now I saw a new pshat, and that's based on our Gemara, because we know that Eliyahu HaNavi comes to every bris milah. And our Gemara is teaching us that if somebody's an oral, he can't participate in the Korban Pesach. So we want to show that we're Baruch Hashem, not a Reilim, that we're not that type of individual that didn't Chas V'Shalom have a Bris Milah, that we had Eliyahu HaNavi, we come to the Bris Milah, and that's why we pour a Kosh Eliyahu to show that we're not a Reilim, and the Mitzvah Shem, still even this year, we should be Zoichet to eat from the Korban Pesach. Here our Gemara identified an oral as somebody who's Mos, somebody who's considered repulsive to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And I saw a tshuva from Moshe, in the Shalos Tshuvos Igros Moshe, Arachayim Chelik Bei Simen Lamed Gimel, where Moshe says that if there's an individual who's an oral, he's considered a Balmum. And if he's a Koyin, he's considered a Balmum. And that's why Moshe says, if you have a Koyin who's an oral, we should not allow him to duchen. Just like we don't allow the Koyin to do any Avoida, a Koyin who's an oral is considered a Balmum, he's possible for Avoida, and he's possible for duchening. El Me'ato, again asked the Gemara, whenever we have a word of exclusion, we're saying that it comes to differentiate between Pesach Mitzrayim and Pesach Toiris. So ask the Gemara, the Toiris says, Toshiv Asocha LaYochabar. A Ger Toshiv is an individual who lives amongst us in Eretz Yisrael, and he accepted upon himself not to worship Avodah Zarah. According to some Rishonim, he accepted upon himself to be careful with all the Zayimitz B'nai Noach. But in other ways, he's not a Jew. He eats non-kosher food. And the Torah says that such an individual, Toshiv Asachar Lo Yochaboy, may not eat from the Korban Pesach. So again, ask the Gemara, Hochinami, are we going to say boy only in Pesach Mitzrayim, who ain't oichel, that rule apply. Avol oichel Pesach Doros of future generations, he may participate in the Korban Pesach. Omakro answers the Gemara. The pasuk says Vavadato to teach us that of future generations that halacha will still apply. Ask the Gemara al boy lamali. So what is the word boy that's mentioned in this pasuk come to teach me? To teach us bo hamaros das pesalos, someone who is a mumer, someone who doesn't observe the halachos of the Torah, didn't eat from that Korban Pesach, doesn't eat from the Korban Pesach, vein hamaros das pesels petruma. If you have a Kohen who doesn't observe the mitzvahs, he may eat the Korban Pesach. Interesting question. What is the halacha of a person who's a tinek shenishba rachmon etzlan? He's not observing the mitzvahs, but not because he doesn't want to observe the mitzvahs. He's not observing the mitzvahs because he doesn't know about them. The Meches Chinuch holds that such a tinek shenishba would be allowed to eat from the Korban Pesach. However, there are others that disagree and that say that even if someone is a tinek shenishba, and that's the reason why he's not eating from the Korban Pesach, it doesn't make a difference. He may not participate in the Korban Pesach. Ask the Gemara, El Me'ato, the Torah, again, regarding the Pesach Mitzrayim, says, V'kol Eved Ish Miknas Kesev, U'malta Oysoy Oz Yoichobo. So ask the Gemara, Hachinami, are we going to explain? Boy Eina Oichol. In the Korban Pesach, if you have an owner who did not make a bris milah for his Eved, there the halacha is that he doesn't participate in the Korban Pesach. Avol Oichol B'Pesach Doiris. In future generations, he does. Amakrom, but then the Pasuk says, V'avaritas Avodah Zarah, that all the halachas apply equally. El boy lomeli, to teach his boy milah zechorah v'avod of makeves. When it comes to Korban Pesach, if you didn't make a bris milah for your family members, for your avodim, then you cannot participate in the Korban Pesach. Vein milah zechorah v'avod of makeves betruma. If the Kohen did not make a bris milah for his avodim, for his children, he could still eat from Korban Pesach. The Gemara says that hamoros das, that someone who rebels against the Kodesh Baruch Hu cannot participate in the Korban Pesach. An interesting question, is this halacha a din that's unique to the Korban Pesach, or does it apply to other Kabbanis as well? The Chavetz Chaim says that it applies to all Kabbanis, whereas the Brisk Rav's opinion was that it only applies to Korban Pesach, where the Torah, as we just learned in our Gemara, specifies that halacha, not by all other Kabbanis. Ela Ma'ato, ask the Gemara, The pasuk says a din that we've discussed extensively. Be'etzem l'sishbrubay, that you may not break a bone of the Karm Pesach. Again, ask the Gemara. Hachinami, are we going to say boy ain't a shaver, that in the Karm Pesach that they brought a Mitzrayim, they were not allowed to break any bones. Avo b'Pesach Doris, in future generations they may break bones. Amakrav avarata. I'll ask the Gemara. Elaboy lamali. So what do we learn from the word boy, which is stated regarding the halacha that you may not break a bone of the Karm Pesach? To teach us boy the kosher, and a Karm Pesach which is kosher, there's a halacha that you may not break a bone. V'loy b'posel, a Karm Pesach which is posel, that halacha doesn't apply. Ask the Gemara. Elamata, a different question. The Ksiv, al toichu imenu no, that you're not allowed to eat from the Karm Pesach when it's not completely roasted, when it's only partially roasted. Are we going to learn mimenu ya toichu, that in the Karm Pesach that was brought in Mitzrayim, that's where that halacha will apply. Avol oyut no b'Pesach doiris, a Karm Pesach in future generations can be eaten even partially roasted. Amakrav avarata. El Mamanu Lamali, what do I learn from that Mamanu? Answers the Gemara, L'chadirava Amar Rav Yitzchak, that the halacha is that just like to teach us Gzeir Shava, that just like an oral may not eat from the Karm Pesach, the halacha is that an oral may not eat from Meiser as well. The Necholim B'Chipazon, as we learned in the Mishnah, we spoke about it, that the Karm Pesach in Mitzrayim was Nechol B'Chipazon, Menolon. How do we know that that was a rule that only applied to Pesach Mitzrayim? It does not apply to Pesach Doiris. Answers the Gemara Amakra, the Pasuk says, V'chipalt, the Pasuk says regarding the Karm Pesach that they ate in Mitzrayim, V'chaltem oisoi b'chipazoin, so we learn from that oisoi nechel b'chipazoin, that Karm Pesach had to be eaten quickly, vein achem nechel b'chipazoin, future Karm Pesach, future generations don't have that halacha. And we learned further, V'Pesach Doiris Noi Kol Shiva, that Karm Pesach of future generations apply all 7 days. Ask the Gemara Maikoi, what exactly does the Mishnah mean that Pesach Doiris applies all 7 days? Ilema Pesach, are you going to say that the Mishnah is referring to the actual Karm Pesach? Ask the Gemara, Pesach Kol Shiva Mi'ika, is that true that the Karm Pesach is eaten for all 7 days? We know that the Karm Pesach is only eaten the night of Pesach. Ella says the Gemara, what the pasuk means to teach, what the Mishnah meant to teach us was a chometz. The Mishnah is teaching us that regarding this chometz, that in future generations the issa chometz only applies for all 7 days of Yontav Pesach. By Mitzrayim, it was only that night. Mechlal. So based on this understanding, the way we understand what happened when they were in Mitzrayim, the Pesach Mitzrayim, Laila Echad. The Pesach Mitzrayim was only the first night of Pesach, the Suloi, and there was no further Isser Tit Chometz. Ask the Gemara, Vatanya, but have we not learned in a Braisa, Rabbi Yosef Aglili Oimer, Menayin LePesach Mitzrayim, Shein Chimutzu Noig Ela Yoim Echad. How do we know that in Mitzrayim they were prohibited for eating Chometz only one day? Tamil Loimer, the pasuk says, "V'yamim Moshe la'om zchar Hashem azeh asher yatzasim Mitzrayim beis avodim ki v'choyzu yaretz Hashem eschem izeh v'lo yochel chabetz v'samachlei." And then the pasuk says, "Hayoyim atem yotzim b'choydish aviv." So we see that the Torah connected the din of lo yochel chabetz to the din of hayoyim atem yotzim chabetz. Ella says, "Dumar hachikamer." This is the way to understand the Mishnah. Pesach Mitzrayim, Leila Echad. The Karm Pesach is only eaten the first night of Pesach. V'hu adin l'Pesach Doiris, and so too is the halacha of the future Karm Pesach. It may only be eaten on the first night of Pesach. V'chimutzoi, when we speak about the Isser of eating chametz, in Mitzrayim it applied kol hayoyim, the entire first day of Pesach, but not further. And Pesach Doiris, in future generations, as we know, it's noy kol shima. It applies for all 7 days that we're not allowed to eat chametz. So here we see that there was a difference between the first day of the Isser of eating chametz, which it applied even in Mitzrayim, versus all the other halachas of eating chametz, which in future generations apply to all 7 days. There's a very interesting Balaturim. The Balaturim says that on the first day of Pesach, not just on the night of the Seder, but on the first day of Pesach, to teach us there's a chiv to eat matzah. He says, the Pasuk says, Be'erev toichlu matzois. The matzois that the Torah says there is missing the letter Vav. To teach us that the 6 days of Pesach, the missing Vav, there's no chiv to eat matzah. One may not eat chametz, but there's no chiv to eat matzah. But on the first day, not just by the Seder, but the entire first day of Pesach, there's a chiv to eat matzah. And in fact, he says, the Pasuk says, Ach b'yom rishon tashbisu. The Torah, Ach b'yom rishon, separates out the first day of Pesach from the rest of Yontif to teach us that the entire first day of Yontif, or for we in Chutz La'aretz, the halach is the may not have a chiv, the first 2 days of Yontif have a chiv tit matzah, the entire day, not just by night. And that's why there are Rishonim that say that just like there's a mitzvah to eat a kezayis matzah by the Seder and the night of Pesach, there's a mitzvah to eat kezayis matzah on the first day of Yontif, Pesach, because as the Baal Turim says, the Torah goes out of its way to teach us that we have to eat matzah, a kezayis matzah on the first day of Yontif. And Rav Moshe Sternberg Shlita, in the Shas of Tshuvas, Tshuvas van Haggis, Chelik Beis, Simen Reish Lamed Daled, quotes this minig, that even the people who don't enjoy eating matzah, don't want to eat matzah, the first day of Yontif, they should eat matzah, not just the night of the Seder. And he quotes a very interesting minig from Reb Chaim Brisker. Reb Chaim Brisker did not eat knedlich, for those that eat kebrocks, he did not eat knedlich by the Seder, because he held that knedlich a matzah ashira, and matzah ashira is not supposed to be eaten by the Seder. So he said that not just that he did not eat, he wasn't makbid on the minig of kebrocks. He ate kebrocks, but he didn't eat kebrocks by the Seder. But if according to the Balaturim, the first day of Yontif, or for us, and Chutz La'aretz, the first 2 days of Yontif have the same din as far as matzah as the night of Pesach. So they, even though they ate knedlich during the course of Yontif, they weren't makbid on the minig of gebrocks, they didn't eat knedlich on the first 2 days of Yontif. The Torah HaKadosh teaches us a halacha, that one may not substitute an animal which has been designated as a carbon, one may not substitute it for a different animal. And the Torah says, Vim hama yimirenu, if somebody does so, the halacha is v'hoyu hu usmaraso yikodesh, that both animals now have a din of kodesh. If I start with an animal, for example, which is a carbon oila, and then I take another animal, I say, I raise a tmuras oilam, the halacha is that both of them have a din of a carbon oila. The same din applies by carbon shlomim. Carbon chatas, there's a halach l'mosh m'sinai, that the tamuris chatas, l'misa azla, is taken to be killed. And a tamuris oshon, the halach is yirach yistav, we wait for it to become a balmum, and then we sell that, we take out those funds, and with those funds, we buy a carbon oila. So, teaches us the Mishnah. Amar Vishua, Yeshua said, Shemati she tamuris Pesach, that under certain circumstances, a tamuris Pesach is kreva, is brought after Pesach as a carbon shlomim. That's what Rashi says. There's a big discussion in the Mefarshim. What does Rashi mean lacha Pesach? Does he mean after Yontif? Does he mean cholamoid? The tamuris Pesach, and there are certain situations where carbon Pesach in a kreva is not brought, and he comments, the Eli Lafarish, I don't know how to distinguish when is the Tmuris Pesach brought as a carbon shlomim and when not. Amar Bekiva, so said Rabbi Kiva, Ani Lafarish, I'll be able to explain. Pesach Shenimtza. If you have a carbon Pesach that you designated an animal for carbon Pesach, and then it got lost, and then you find Nimtza, you find the first animal, Kodem Shechitas HaPesach, before you bring the second animal as a Korban Pesach. So now we have two animals that were designated as a Korban Pesach. And he took the second animal and used that animal as the Korban Pesach. So the first animal, you have been doicha, you have actively pushed it away from being a Korban Pesach. So that, their halach is, becomes Bamum, V'yimachar, V'yaviv Dom Shlomim. Because since I actively was doichet b'yadayim, therefore I can't use it as a carbon. V'kei, Tumurasoy. And that would be the halach of the tumura of that animal. But if you found the carbon Pesach that was lost, Achash Shechitas HaPesach, so you didn't actively push away this animal from being a Korban Pesach, so then that animal could be Korban Shlomim, can be brought as a Korban Shlomim, and not only is that animal brought as a Korban Shlomim, but the tamura of that animal could be brought as a Korban Shlomim. So our Mishnah, according to Rekiva, said that the din of the tamura's Pesach is connected with the animal that was designated as the Korban Pesach, the Lema. So why is the Mishnah focus on the tamura element, asked the Gemara, the way based on Rabbi Kiva's explanation? Shouldn't the Mishnah spoke about the Korban Pesach itself? When can I use that animal that was originally designated as a Korban Pesach for Korban Shlomim? And when may I not? Let's say Pesach Korah, Pesach Ena Korah. Answered Gemara, the Kamash Malon, our Mishnah wanted to teach us another halacha, the Ika Tumuris Pesach, the Loi Korva. That there's sometimes a Korban Pesach that we won't be able to bring the actual Korban Pesach, there's sometimes a Tumuris Pesach that we won't be able to bring as a carbon itself. Itma, Rava Amma. So Rava, in explaining Rabbi Kiva Eger's difference, spoke about Kodem Shechita Lachash Shechita Shneinu. When I found the original animal, would I find it before I brought the second animal or after I brought the second animal? Rav Zeira has a different interpretation of Rav Kiva. He says that according to Rav Kiva, that what to look for is Kodem Chatzois Lacha Chatzois. Chatzois is the time when the Korban Pesach is brought. So if the first animal was found before Chatzois, so then you can't bring that animal as a Shlomim, and even the tamur of that animal cannot be brought as a Shlomim. It was found after Chatzois. Even though you haven't yet brought your Korban Pesach, then the halacha is that that original animal can be brought as a Shlomim, and its tamur as well can be brought as a Korban Shlomim. Rav Zeira, but ask the Gemara, how could Rav Zeira explain Rabbi Kiva that way? Haktani, didn't our Mishnah clearly say Kodem Shechitas HaPesach, not Zman? And it's the Gemara Ema that the way to learn is Kodem Zman Shechitas HaPesach. That's what Rav Zeira's Girsa version of our Mishnah was. It says the Gemara Ketanoi, that this is actually a Machloikus Tanoim. A Pesach Shenimtza Kodem Shechita Yira. If the original Korban Pesach was found before the Shechita, the halach is we should leave it to become Bamum and sell it and use the proceeds to bring a Korban Shlomim. It was found La'acha Shechita, after you brought the second animal, then Yikrav, this animal itself, the original animal, can be brought as a Korban Shlomim. Belezer Omer, Kodem Chatzois. If the Korban Pesach, the original animal was found before Chatzois, then the halach of Yira applies, but let it become Balmum. Lacha Chatzois, if it was found after Chatzois, even though you have not yet brought your Korban Pesach, the halach is that the original animal, Yikrav, can be brought as a Korban Shlomim, and its Tamura as well.